has the answers I need. While we wait for Brian, we chat about the weather and their flight from Tel Aviv. Both order black coffee, which seems in character. Out of respect for the setting, I request Claridge's blend tea with milk and sugar. The portly waiter, white jacket, black bow tie, nods approvingly and asks if I would like scones with clotted cream and jam with my tea. I decline politely, shaking my head in disbelief. The incongruence is disorienting, like a Tom Clancy thriller set in Downton Abbey. I ask why they chose Claridge's. "Close to your office, and only tourists come here. Nobody will recognise you," says Avram, with the vulpine air of a man who thinks of everything. I don't tell him we could safely remain incognito in any neighbourhood establishment open to the general public. The investment community I inhabit confines itself to private clubs, Five, Hartford, George, Harry's Bar, where we willingly submit to the tyranny of dress codes and pay hefty annual dues for the privilege of paying even heftier prices for food and drink. He is right about the tourists, though. Brian finally arrives. Genial and languid, he looks loyally in his dark suit and tie, but his puffy face and bloodshot eyes suggest he just rolled out of bed.